So we continue in the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam, in the beginning of the second chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, writes as follows: Izuhi Tshuva Gimura. So the Rambam says, "What is true Tshuva? Zesha bal yado davar sha'avarbo, ve'efshar biyado la'aso superish, v'lo asam mipnei ha'tshuva, v'lo miyira, v'lo mikishlon koach." So the Rambam here says something amazing. As much as in the halachos beforehand, we were often discussing the idea that about the process of vidui, the process of confession, the Rambam says that true tshuva is really only accomplished when a person finds themselves once again in the same situation. Zesha bal yado davar sha'avarbo, a person finds themselves in the same circumstance that in which they initially sinned. And the person has the ability to go ahead and sin in the same exact way, but instead a person refrains from doing so. Lo miyira, not because a person is scared of getting caught. Lo mikishlon koach, and not because of a lack of strength or a lack of physical prowess. The Rambam gives an example, and it gives an example of immorality. He says, let's say a man committed a particular immoral act with a woman, and then he finds himself alone with that same woman again, and he still desires him, and she desires him, and he has all the ability, the physical wherewithal, and the ability to commit this sin, but he refrains from doing so. So the Rambam says, Hare hu bal tshuva gimura. Such a person is considered to be a bal tshuva gimura. Now, this wording, the verbiage of the Rambam is actually very interesting. So I understand, again, essentially what the Rambam is describing here is that the highest form of tshuva is essentially to be back in the same situation that you initially were in. The first time I failed, maybe even the second, or the third time, or the tenth time, but this time I don't. This time I overcome my desires. This time I do not fall prey ultimately again to the drives and proclivities which so often have dominated me in the past. And it's interesting what we call this person, a Baal Tshuva Gimura. So I want to point out, so Rambam says, Tshuva Gimura, and we're going to discuss this more in subsequent Shiurim, that there are different forms of Tshuva. There are different forms of repentance. There are different forms of return. The Rambam over here is describing perhaps what is the highest level or the purest level, what he calls tshuva gimura, absolute tshuva. Absolute tshuva means to be placed in the same situation. The first time I failed, but now I overcome my desires and I don't fail. I don't fall prey to the sin, not because I'm afraid of getting caught, not because I don't have the physical vigor or wherewithal, but because I'm making a conscious decision to live differently. I'm making a conscious decision not to repeat the mistakes of the past. And what's amazing to note over here is we call this person a Baal Tshuva Gimura. The wording, so Tshuva Gimura refers to the absoluteness of this process of Tshuva, but we call this person a Baal Tshuva Gimura. Baal Tshuva means someone who owns the ownership process. You see, the amazing part is that when we fall prey to our desires, essentially what we're doing is, I make the statement that I am not in control. And I allow my desires and my wants and my lusts to drive me. I allow them to control me. I'm not in control. You know, we think that when we sin, we're often choosing something. We're not really choosing. In fact, what we're doing is we're abdicating our ability to choose, and we're letting sometimes our animalistic or base desires drive us. I'm relinquishing control of my life. I'm relinquishing control of myself. But when I choose not to fall prey to my desires, when I choose to exercise my ability to go ahead and not just be driven by the want or the proclivities of life, when I choose something holier, when I choose something better, then I am the Baal. A Baal means an owner of something, like a balabas. Is that right? The balabas, the balabais, is the person who's in charge of the home. The Baal Tshuva Gimura is a person who owns his tshuva. And herein lies, I think, part of the profundity of the tshuva process. All too often in life, we give up the reins of our existence to our desires and our wants. We let them drive us. The process of tshuva allows me to exert a bialus, an ownership over my life. I am taking back the reins of my existence. I will not be driven by the base or animalistic desires that reside as part of me. I will not let them own me. I will own them. The incredible part of tshuva is not just simply saying I'm sorry, not just simply going ahead and overcoming our base desires and wants, but the real power of tshuva is that I make a conscious decision to take control back over my life, to be a baal tshuva gemura, to exert the bialus or the ownership over who I am, over what I am, and over the life that I lead. We'll stop here and Amir Hashem continue more in the Rambam tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.